All right, this time I'm going to start with a question from a software developer. During the last few years, I have noticed something that disturbs me greatly. I see a lot of businessmen who I assumed would be excited about producing quality products and services and selling them at the highest price the market would bear. That idea thrilled me. But after several software development jobs in several different industries, I am saddened because I don't see that vision at all. Instead, what I see are business people who want to produce mediocre or poor products and sell them at lower costs to consumers, hoping to make up the potential profit gap by quantity of sales. And then he gives many examples of this inferior quality and concludes, philosophically, what are the root causes of these kinds of business practices? Well, I couldn't say because there are a great many things here that you would have to know that I don't know. I would be skeptical of this person's view. First of all, I don't know how widespread this phenomenon is and how much he's actually sampled it. I don't know whether better competitors exist or are coming, as you would in capital under a capitalist system. I don't know what today's, I don't know computers, so, but I don't know what today's customers want. Now, you know, in many, many fields, there are such things as poor people, economically poor, and they want something cheap that they can afford, even if it's of lower quality. It's a floating abstraction to say every businessman, every honest businessman should sell only, quote, the best, unquote, product. But the best by what standard? Surely price is one standard. If you said Sears is inherently corrupt because the best dress would certainly have different fabrics, the designer, etc., than the schlock that they sell, that would be ridiculous. I mean, I call it schlock, but they have a perfectly legitimate right to say, you know, this is what we want, this is what we think is attractive within our budget. And if there were only manufacturers who did Christian Dior and Armani and so on, most of the country would be naked. So if there's nothing whatever wrong with a person aiming for a large market, a mass market, with less quality than he otherwise could have done. It's an essential. I also don't know what the role of government subsidies is, whether they are such that every poor person in this business gets some kind of help, and guarantee he doesn't have to worry about risks, he'll be bailed out. I don't know. So you'd have to untangle many things, but I would certainly say that in a capitalist society, if there were a market for a high-quality product, people would not sell low-quality products.